I shake my head at dusting. Is it really cleaning, or are we just shooing the dirt away and putting it someplace else?
Or is this Lisa's way of getting out of dusting?
I'm not trying to get out of dusting, Samantha. I don't mind the Swiffer, right? Remember back in the day you had the feather duster? Now you got the Swiffer, right? We're putting Pledge out of business. I will Swiffer. I just don't know what the point is of it.
Okay, so at least with Pledge, you felt like you were cleaning it. Swiffering is really just slightly moving the dust so that it's like right over there.
It's no different than me going and blowing it away.
Pretty much.
I might as well blow it away.
I mean, Pledge, it looks better.
Pledge, you had a damp cloth. You
and
had
it smelled some proof. Like, it smelled like lemon.
You had some proof. I feel that the Swiffer is fooling people, and I'm shaking my head at all the world that's buying into the Swiffer.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
You don't
look very young. It's because you're almost 62.
I am 55.
I know, but 62 rhymed, right?
Yeah, okay, thanks.
You know my saying, right? Spring chicken you ain't.
Well, this is the I Shake My Head birthday edition.
There you go, right? Well, happy birthday, Samantha.
I'm so lucky I get to record on my birthday.
Right? Most popular girl on Facebook today, hey?
I'm very popular on Facebook today.
That's the beauty, right?
Yes.
That's the beauty. And then like everybody, you do the big contemplation, right? Because you know, if you start one thank you, you got to finish them.
I did all the thank yous.
Because you have to be thankful.
I was.
People care enough.
I was so shocked at how many people wished me happy birthday. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
Right?
That is very, very sweet.
See?
And everybody remembered my birthday except for my brother.
Way to call him out.
I am calling you out, Trev. So if you ever listen to the podcast, or your wife might. So,
well, have you heard from him yet as of now?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so then your mom's going to phone him in a bit and remind him.
Nope, she doesn't do that anymore. She's like, you're on your own.
Yeah, right.
Fend for yourselves.
Way to go, Trevor. Way to go, Trevor.
No, it's fine. His wife wished me happy birthday. Linnea wished me happy birthday.
So you got to assume that's from everybody, right?
Yeah. Well, no, Nolan did it personally. So that was rather nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, that one time a year when popularity reigns, that's what happened.
Yes. One day a year. You're like so popular.
Right? People like you no matter what. Got to be nice to you all day today, no matter what.
Really? Like legit.
Right? Yeah. So tomorrow, back to treating you like a piece of crap.
Back to not knowing who the hell you are.
Yeah, back to not caring about you. That's what happens. Samantha, this afternoon around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I took a little break. I checked my TikTok, which I don't normally do at work, but I did today.
Oh, yeah.
Our dear friend Adam from the Odd Dad Out podcast sent me
Oh, and can I just butt in and say... The poor man hurt himself at work.
Burned himself.
Adam, if you're listening, I am wishing you to get well and to not, like, I am horrified at what your burn looks like. It was a chemical burn. It looked
horrible.
Chemical
burn on his whole arm. Like,
I was like, ow.
It was not good.
So I wish him well. I know that you do as well. And I was just like, oh my gosh, Adam, that is horrible.
But what it seems like it's given Adam a little bit of extra time on his hands, right? So Adam's been on the TikTok.
Oh, has he now?
So he sent me a TikTok this afternoon. He sent me a TikTok and I need to address this because it threw me into a tailspin. I messaged you about it. I messaged my kid's sister about it.
Yes.
He sent a video of a girl singing Head and Shoulders, Knees and Toes.
Yeah.
And then her boyfriend sings it. I'm listening to it. Both versions, I've never heard it sung like that before. In my mind, I'm singing it the way I sing it. Messaged you. I'm like, what's the tune to this? You're like, yeah, that's what I know. And I'm like, what?
The girl, not the guy.
Yeah. Okay. Sing it.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, knees and toes, head, shoulders, knees and toes, ears, eyes, mouth and nose.
That's not what she's singing. You're singing the normal way. She's singing to Here We Go Around the Mulberry Bush. She's singing to...
How do you know that?
Because I've researched it. I came home and I researched it. And I asked my boss. My boss sings it like us. And she said, I said to her, what's that tune? And she said, it's Here We Go Around the Mulberry Bush. It's like, remember that song? This is the way we wash our hands,
yes.
our hands. That's yes. how she's singing it. We're singing it head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, knees and toes. She's singing it. She's singing it to, this is the way we wash our hands. So head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. She's singing it totally different.
I don't hear that when she sings that.
Okay, well, put your ears on. Put your ears on. She's singing it totally different. Well, and then her boyfriend sings it even. He sings like some funky, whacked out version of it. Yes. Oh, friends of the podcast, I'm going to post it on our Facebook page over the weekend. So you, and I want to know how you sing it. Are you singing it the right way? Or are you singing it their way?
Oh, God.
Right? It's driving me crazy.
Totally. I just remembered as a kid. I don't know.
Right? But you know, Here We Go Around the Mulberry Bush, you know that song?
Yes.
This is the way we wash our hands,
wash our hands.
In the morning. That's what she's singing. Knee, eyes, ears, and nose. She's singing it like that.
I don't sing it like that.
No, she's singing it like that.
I know, but my way is the right way.
Yeah, and that's my way too, which is the right way. And my boss's way, that's the right way.
So who taught us that? Was that Mr. Dress Up? Was that?
It's probably your kindergarten teacher.
Was it our kindergarten teacher?
I'm going to say it was kindergarten teacher.
All right. I'm just, you know.
It's been driving me crazy.
We're from the 1900s, so anybody could have taught us.
In the 1900s, it was not, there was no, you didn't change the music behind the nursery rhyme. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm saying, Samantha.
All right. Just us Gen X kids just trying to figure out life.
Just trying to figure out why the hell we got to change the nursery rhyme tune.
Stop it.
That's all I thought. Like, what? Dear, are you a millennial? Are you a club? What are you, a club Zetter? What are you?
What are you a club you, kid?
What made you decide that you get to change the tune from a nursery rhyme that's probably 100 years old? Right?
I know.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star stays the same. Itsy bitsy spider is the same.
Oh.
They're all separate.
Leave it alone.
Leave them alone. Don't change it. Don't make it quicker. You're going to lose the message and you're going to piss off the Gen X kids.
Yeah, don't piss us off.
Gen X kids, we don't want you messing with our nursery rhymes.
When we get riled up, people.
Right? They're bad. They're not very friendly. You wondering why I got ink on my thumb?
Why is there ink on my thumb?
Funny story. My husband
Did you go to the police station and have to
get
your picture taken?
My husband accidentally left a pen in his pants when he did the laundry.
Oh.
As luck would have it, that ink only went on my two things that I consider comfy trash clothes.
So now they're even trashier?
They got to go in the garbage because I got to find new trash clothes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because it's like the ink, it just comes off everything. Friends of the podcast, you're going to have to go see the YouTube video for this. Does kind of look like I was fingerprinted.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I was going to ask you how your Thanksgiving went, but...
It was good. I was thankful. And lazy when I could be.
Yeah. It was beautiful weather, though, hey?
Oh, it was nice, eh?
It's a nice weekend. Just it was a good Thanksgiving.
Made you think you should be out there walking, but don't do it.
But don't.
Like, definitely made you think about it. Made you think, like when I would go out to the car, I'd be like, you know, this is a perfect day. This is what they mean by go and have a fall walk. I get it. I feel like I understand it. I don't need to actually live it. Right.
Oh my God. But you know, all that good weather has made me realize I am not prepared or in any inclination wanting winter to show up.
Samantha,
anytime soon.
You're still showing up barefoot.
I am.
That bare foot is going to get snowed on soon.
I did not wear socks all weekend. I wore my slip-on sandals because that is who I am right now.
Right? With your feet that are probably well past their summer look.
No, they don't look bad.
They're not looking like talons?
Arr.
Not looking like that yet?
No, but thank you. Yours do all the time.
They don't. Mine don't, actually. They have polish still on them.
Oh, from the summer.
No, I've reapplied. Shut up. At least I reapply.
You have a hard time getting it up.
I bought a new one.
A new beige color?
2 years ago, because I couldn't handle yours anymore.
I told you to not use it.
Yeah, because you gave me permanent shellac. Try this,
Lisa. No, I didn't.
Stay on your toenails forever.
That's you, not me.
Right? Got me through my heart attack and all. Right? And everybody kept saying way back then, I love that nail polish. Yeah, it's been on for a year and a half now. Right? You could trim your toenails with it. You can't even tell. That's what happens when you ask your best friend for nail polish advice.
You know what? I'm never giving you advice again. So
not asking you for advice ever.
Thank God.
Samantha, I got some bad news. Oh,
really? That's so sad.
Oh, I'm like so disappointed in myself. Remember last week when I was so proud about my walking?
Your fierce walking?
Right. Fierce fall walker, summer slug. Today, I'm not a fierce fall walker. I'm a summer slug all the time.
I'm not sure why you thought you were a fierce fall walker.
That one day that I took all my praise for, I must have been like in a hurry, having to pee. I don't know, something. There's something that lit a fire under me.
Yeah.
I was a fierce fall walker. Today, No. And let me just tell you why I feel that this is an okay decision. This is an okay path for me. At first, I didn't think it was. And then I reflected, because that's what I do sometimes. I'm kind of reflective that way.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at that. Right. I'm sure that you did reflect long and hard about why you're a slug.
Right.
So
and this
please
is,
go ahead.
This is my reasoning, is that it's okay. You know why? Because life, it's not about how fast you get there. It should be about the just the journey to get there, right? So when you're kind of just like a slow poke, just means you're enjoying the day, you're enjoying the atmosphere, taking in all the smells, all the sights.
Right?
Yeah, I got places to go, but it'll wait.
This is your, I don't think we need to dust anymore. I shake my head because you just don't want to do the work.
You know what it is? I'm leading up towards New Year's resolutions, right?
Oh, God.
Where you'll soon start hearing me say,
please don't.
I'll do better tomorrow.
Screw it. I'll do better next year.
Right. Next year came.
You suck. That's oh my God. Yeah. I hope that the listeners understand that I'm not laughing because I'm making fun of you. I'm laughing because you honestly thought that you were a fierce ball walker.
I really did.
And I always knew from the moment you said something a couple weeks ago that you were not.
I really thought I was a fierce ball walker.
Yeah, I never thought that. So
oh funny. My God, who knew? Who knew?
Who knows you better than yourself, Lisa?
Right? When you just don't know you very well.
That's why you got to keep your best friends around you. They're the ones that are going to tell you. No. You never did that.
You actually never fiercely walked.
No, you never did that.
It felt like I was doing it though. I just couldn't live up to it. I couldn't live up to the hype. No. I raised the bar too high. Couldn't get there. Couldn't keep it.
You had one day where you felt you could accomplish the world and then you've exhausted all the possibilities.
You know what it was? It was totally a Mary Tyler Moore moment. Hey, you're going to make it after all. Do, 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 do. And the hat, the whole thing. Because remember, deep down, who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day, suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's me and you should know it. That's what it was. I think that's where it all went.
Yeah, that's where it all, that Mary let you down she led you down that road. And
I
then
just did.
She didn't keep going with you.
She was done.
She abandoned you.
I think she assumed I would figure it out. And I guess I have.
Yeah, you're just not that good.
I'm not that good. I'm not that fierce after all, right?
Well, while you were realizing you were not a fierce fall walker and more of a summer slug all the time. I found a new cable channel.
Oh, well, right, because Miss Cable.
I have Shaw, so okay. Of course I have cable.
Is this a fancy one?
No, it's on Preview. So right, I caught it the other day, and it's called TNT. I have no idea what it stands for. I don't know. TNE.
Okay.
And it's got spooky ghost shows.
Ooh.
Which is perfect for this time of year.
Yeah, but don't get yourself too scared.
No, I try not to watch them at night.
Okay, good. Set yourself some boundaries, Samantha.
Yeah, setting boundaries. But it's perfect for October. And I was like, I'm wondering. That's kind of, maybe do I need this in my life? Do I need to be scared all the time? Is it good to be scared? It could be good to be scared.
I don't know. Is that the equivalent? Is that totally the equivalent to the Hallmark Channel for the winter?
It's not, because it's about ghosts and things that go bump in the night and paranormals and all that kind of weird shit.
You know, my theory, right? I don't like to watch shit like that. Shit that could be true. Like The Exorcist, my mom told me when I was young, don't ever watch it. Never have.
Really?
It's only thing I can say in wholeheartedly that I ever really did what I was told to.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, never have. Never. Huh. That shit can happen. I don't want to know about it. I don't want that. I don't want that shit happening in my life.
I think this is a part of you that nobody really knows.
I hate that stuff.
Spooky.
I hate spooky. But guess what I don't hate? There's a new food combo in town, Samantha. And I'm loving it. You know what it is? It's a pepperoni stick accompanied with a cheese stick.
That's not new.
That's new.
That's new for you.
It's new.
No, it's new for you. It's you new. Need to maybe clarify things that are new to you.
It seems new.
It's not new.
It's the pepperoni and the cheese in a package. There they are.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm loving it.
For today.
And for a few more days.
I'll give you till Friday at most.
I think the seller is going to be because I love a pepperoni stick. Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Remember how I used to do the cheese strings? Remember and try to make the little guys that they showed on the package?
No, you never made.
I never could guys. Make them. But
who? Where? When? What? And how? What the hell? You never, ever made the cheese thing.
But I wanted to. Yes, I did.
And
I wanted to.
You barely ate the cheese strings. You would always leave them in the fridge. And anybody like, can I have that? Yeah, it's just Lisa's lunch. She's not going to eat it. Don't worry about it. Because you never did.
Listen.
I'm just saying.
Do we need to be like this?
Right now, yes, because you're lying.
I'm not. I just presented you something joyful.
And you know what? Yay for you, pepperoni and cheese. You're going to love it till Friday. And then you're going to keep taking it to work and you're going to pawn it off on the people that you work with. Because you no longer are excited about pepperoni.
Not sure I love 55-year-old Sam.
I'm just telling you what I know.
Didn't necessarily love 50, 51, 52, 53, 54 shades of Sam either.
This is 50s. This is don't give a shit 50s. I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh, God. I thought it was hoping it would end. I was hoping that it would end.
I am midway.
Oh, it's only going to get worse, friends of the podcast. Okay, listen. Listen. This happened to me the other day.
Okay.
I send an email. Lovely lady named Rhonda. I get an email back from a lovely lady named R. Samantha. I mentioned this to you. I'm shaking my head. I'm shaking my head at people who signed their email with an initial instead of their name. When did this start happening? I feel like this is like a 1950s thing if there was email in the 50s. Like, who does that?
I don't know.
I already see at the top of your thing that it who it's from and it's your full name. Why can't you just put that at the end, your full name? Like thanks, R.
Maybe they got tired by the time they got to the bottom.
Ugh, I got tired and I just shake my head at it because I think there's just...
I don't know if it's is it proper etiquette? Probably not, right?
I don't think so.
Ask the etiquette expert.
Right? I think that if you were to watch TikTok and you know Noodles the dog who's like the secretary, yes. I think Noodles would not find that very exciting. Friends of the podcast, look up Noodles on TikTok. She's a little poodle and she dresses up. She goes to the office every day. She's a secretary of some sort.
Yeah.
Even though I'm sure that's not what they're called anymore.
She likes to be called administrative assistant.
She's an administrative assistant, right? And she stirs things up in the office all the time.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I think Noodles also would shake her head.
Yeah.
Although Noodles signs her emails nudes, and I'm not sure if that's right either. So maybe it's just old-fashioned Lisa. I don't know.
Maybe it should be Lise.
Lise. Just Lise. Right? And then I would do L-E-S, lease, right? You don't got much to work with.
No, I could just be like, huh.
Man, I'm shaking my head at that. Like, just use your whole name.
Use it. Type it out.
Type it out. Keep it out. All right. You're almost done. Finish it.
See so it close.
You see it through, R. You can do it.
Oh, my God. Right. Okay, well, I have a bit of an I shake my head. I'm gonna own it.
Okay.
I have an I shake my head at the fact that you feel compelled to do small talk in an elevator. I don't think it's necessary for that to happen. And it just seems so awkward.
It's so awkward.
And I hate it. And it's like every time the elevator in my building, it's like a walk run because if there's other people driving in and parking too, and I'm like, I am not taking an elevator with anybody. I'm like walk running to the elevator. I'm like, I refuse to ride the elevator with people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, how are you? Great. Oh, the weather. And I'm like, oh my God.
And really, who gives a shit? Nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares.
So awkward as shit. Oh, and I just hate it. I shake my head at the fact that we feel compelled to make ridiculous, awkward conversation with total strangers.
Right? It's up there with talking to the person beside you on the plane. Like, shut up. Don't talk to me.
There's no need.
Right? I don't care. I don't want to care. I got no time to care.
I got no time to care.
I shake my head at that. Who's got time for that?
I got nothing. I'm sorry. That makes me sound heartless, but I just don't. I don't need to know my neighbors. I don't need to know the people that live in this building. It's not necessary for me to know.
But how do you feel? Like, say you're in the elevator. What about eye contact and like a little head nod?
No, that's as far as I'm going to go because I don't need any more. I'm good. I'm done. That's the extent.
That's when you know what I do. I pull up my phone and I look rude and unwelcoming. Right? Right, I don't have a stink eye, but I feel I can fake one every now and then.
I think you can,
Samantha. That's a good one. Okay, you said something the other week, and I feel we need to unpack this.
Fine.
What do you mean you're officially sucked into Whitney Waythorn?
Oh my God! It's because she has an older sister,
a new sister, and a competitive niece,
Right. And there's like so many other people now involved with this family, you know, because Babs is gone, and I feel bad for them. But now it's like Whitney is still like the hot mess as always because she's literally taking over her father's life.
Like,
and I'm like, you need to slow the fuck down, lady.
Dear Whitney, Glenn is done with you. He's almost over you, actually. He's going to like the new daughter better.
He might.
Right? Right? And he's going to take over the new family?
He's like, But he's also like, I know how to control Whitney. And I'm like, do you, Glenn? But do you?
He has no control. Whitney can't be controlled. She's a train wreck.
She's a train wreck.
She's a train wreck. Whitney does what she wants when she wants. She goes to meet new people. Hi, Whitney. Dear Whitney. This is what I said to Mike last night. Dear Whitney, could you put your shirt on? She's just in her tank top, her crop top tank top.
Yeah.
And she's 400 pounds. I get that. Be at home. Be comfortable.
No, she's not. She's under 3.
But she's not.
But she is.
But she's not.
She went skydiving.
One day she was that weight.
Oh, stop it.
It's like it's like if you have a big poop and you get on the scale, you're a little bit thinner.
That is, Stop it.
I'm not stopping it.
Stop it.
I'm saying it's a fact.
No, it's not a fact.
Okay, fine. Okay, so sorry. Okay, so she's 299 repeating. Infinity.
Don't.
I don't care how, my point isn't how much she weighs. I don't care how much she weighs. Weight is just a number, Samantha. Don't get all up at me like that. Weight is just a number, and I don't care.
You'd rather not see her in a crop top.
I don't need to see her in a crop top. And she's just, I don't even care that let me rephrase. I don't care that she's in a crop top. I care that she's meeting somebody for the first time in said crop top. That's where my issue lies.
So basically you're saying that she's not presenting well. Is that what she's
not saying? Presenting her best. She's not putting her best Whitney foot forward. Right? She looks better when she's doing the interview than she is when she's meeting her new family.
This is true. Well, because they do her up, right?
Somebody should have done her up.
But she looked cute in the cowboy hat and the...
Not that cute.
Boots and the dress.
The boots were not that cute. Not that cute.
You're so mean.
I'm so mean. Not that cute. Not that cute. Okay. I can't. I have to tell you this. Okay? So when I get to work, because, right, remember how I stopped my Timbits, still not having Timbits. Yay, Lisa. Right? Oh. But sometimes, maybe like 2 or 3 times a week, I'll stop and I'll get a coffee. Double. Then I take it back to my shop, right? So while I'm doing a few things, sip on my coffee. No big deal. So I'm at work, sipping on my coffee. It's like 8:30 in the morning. Tastes fine. Do my work. Tastes fine. Do my work. Tastes fine. Still got the lid on it. Tastes fine. What the fuck? Swear to God, I had, you know how there's just like that little cutout piece on the top of the lid?
Yeah.
Whatever it was in that cup, I'm assuming it was a big ball of curdle, touched my tongue. And I could tell it was big and solid. And then people were saying to me as I was sharing the story, people were like, well, did you pour it out to see what it was? I don't want to know what it was. I need to feel that at least in the very worst case scenario, it was just curdled milk. But it was like the size of a loony.
Oh my God. It could have been anything.
I'm going to go on the fact that it was curdle.
Oh, maybe it was a bug.
A mouthful of curdle. Mouthful of curdle. Even though the coffee tasted perfectly fine. It was weird too.
That's not good.
I tasted, but I'm thinking it was a curdle.
Were you mean to the person at Tim Hortons? Did they spit in your
Tim Hortons?
Super nice.
Super nice. Uh-huh. Super, like 30 seconds in and out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And if that's the thanks I get, a big mouthful of curdle.
God. It literally could be anything.
Stop it. Just stop it. It was just curdle. I'm just sharing with the fact that it was curdled. That's all I'm doing is I'm just sharing with you that.
Oh, now I want to know what was in there.
I didn't check.
Oh, you should have.
I didn't check. I threw it out, lid on and all.
Oh, okay. You were like,
I didn't want to know. I didn't want to investigate any further. Okay, here's something. So in our new place, right, which you saw because I'm a good friend and invited you in.
Oh, God, yes. Okay.
We have a big sliding door, right, like our patio doors, and they face the road. Mm-hmm. Funny thing, right? So you know how my living room is set up, right? So my chair that I like to sit in technically is facing that door and that road. So during the daytime, right, the curtains are open. Uh-huh. There's a sidewalk because there's a convenience store and everybody in this neighborhood is walking. But they don't just walk in mind. This is my whole issue. You wonder why I want the muster point. They don't just walk and mind their own business. They walk and turn their head and stare at me in my chair.
Are you sure?
Positive. So sometimes when I'm dressed like trailer because I'm in my comfy stuff and maybe I don't have my bra on because I'm in my home and I shouldn't have to, They stare, and I feel that they're judging me because they can see Comfy Lisa. And I'm like, I don't feel I should have to have my curtains closed all day long.
No, you shouldn't. But right? I mean, do you really think they can see in?
Yeah.
There's no shadows, Lisa?
Just me.
Just you?
Just me.
Just you.
And them. Because sometimes we make eye contact.
Do you wave?
No. I'm in my home. I'm not waving.
Test the theory if they can actually see you and wave.
Nope. So here's my thing. No, I'm not waving. I'm in my home watching like Live with Kelly. Just got out of bed and opened the curtains to let some sunshine in. I'm not prepared to meet the people. I'm not prepared to be dressed any differently than what I'm dressed when I'm being comfy.
All right.
Which is not presentable to others.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Dear people, why must you look at me when you walk your dogs or you walk yourself? That's all I'm saying, Samantha. Oh, it's so much.
Dear people, stop staring at Lisa. We know she's pretty.
Right? I know who's a pretty girl. I'm a pretty girl. I know that. I get that.
Oh, my God. But you know what I think is that, you know, if everybody's walking their dogs, they're pretty dedicated to those dogs.
Oh, the dogs. It's always the dogs and the dogs and the two dogs and the dog with the harness and the dog with the raincoat and the dog with the dog and the dog and the dog. It's all the dogs.
They're always like, when we had a dog, nobody walked the dog. We just let that dog roam free.
Right? Nobody cared about the dog, right? You pet it, you play with it. That was good.
We didn't walk it. That wasn't a Gen X growing up.
It was
as a kid.
Not,
you walked
right?
your dog.
No, right? Like that dog's walk was, if it got to go for a car ride, it walked to the car. And it wasn't a given that it was going in the car.
Right.
Right? Like not always did. And I lived through high maintenance dogs. My mother raised them.
Yes.
We had one dog that was fine. And then they just generally got more high maintenance way before their time. Way before high maintenance dogs and sweaters were cute. Our dogs were living the dream, right?
And that's true.
That's the thing, right? Is with Gen X, we did not. No. There was never, and your job is to walk the dog.
Yeah. We had a dog. It roamed outside. It got fed outside. It lived outside. It never lived inside.
Right.
The other dog we had basically maybe went for a walk once a day if it was lucky, but it basically roamed the backyard
and probably
got to live in the house.
A very far dedicated walk like now.
No, not at all.
Nice.
I think walking dogs became an early 90s situation, and then the 2000s really blew it up.
Right? Like if you ask the HHG what she's doing on any given weekday, messenger, morning, what are you up to? Just walking the dogs. She's at the dog park. She takes those dogs. They get to go to a park. I didn't get to go to a park unless I walked myself to a park. Nobody walked us to the park. We walked ourselves to the park.
Now dogs get better treated than the Gen X kids ever did.
Right? I don't think anybody picked up if I pooped on the floor.
No, right? No. You just, you know, that's the funny thing. When did walking your dog a bajillion times and then buying it like coats and hats and booties and like when did that really pick up?
Right, special harness.
Right.
Apparently they don't like it around their neck anymore.
No, and special dog food and special treats and like brushes. Like it is now a full blown.
Like whatever happened to the Gainsburger and the tennis ball?
Oh, yeah.
That was it. There's your treat. Right. We had Gainsburger dog food or Purina if it was wet food or Alpo.
Oh my God, I remember Alpo.
And a tennis ball.
Yeah.
And the minute you said you were done playing, that dog just knew. Game's done. Right? We're done.
Oh my God.
I don't want to play anymore. Oh.
That's funny.
And I watch these dogs, and that same dog gets walked 3 times a day.
That's a lot of dedication to a walk.
Dedication to a dog. I get we love our dogs. I understand that they're our family. I get that too. However,
you should go walk Maggie.
Well, Meg just sits. She just sits and stares at the window at her boyfriend. Maggie's in love, right? She's not going very far, which is good, right? We don't need kittens. Maggie's not fixed.
Okay, yes. The fake cat is not fixed. Got it.
We didn't put her through that.
No. All right. Okay. Okay. I have some big news for you.
Okay.
I have figured out a new diet trend for you.
Okay. I'm ready.
Came to me over Thanksgiving supper as I watched my nephew switch his fork to his other hand. Oh. He's ambidextrous, just like his father.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, I have a diet trend for Lisa. Oh. Use your left hand to eat. You'll eat less.
I would eat less. I would need a bib. Is bib included?
Nope, bib's not included. Oh, so that means you'll eat even less because you'll be afraid to triple.
I will just be holding the fork, right? And staring at my food.
That is the perfect diet for you. You just eat with your other hand, your non-dominant hand, yep, totally. And then see how much food actually makes it to your mouth.
None.
Right.
Like the pee is never going to make it there.
No, it's ever. Perfect.
That
it's
would perfect. Be really, that's a pretty good diet, actually. That's pretty smart, Samantha.
So you don't have to count calories. You don't have to nothing. Change your food.
No.
You don't have to buy weird food to eat it.
Nope.
You just need to use your other hand.
Right. And the beauty is nobody's saying that you can't have as much as you want. That's totally up to you and your left hand.
Totally up to you. Your left hand can get it to your mouth.
If you can get it to your mouth, more power to you. You want the whole pumpkin pie? You get it to your mouth. More power to you. I like that.
Yeah. I thought I'd share that with you because I would hate for you to lose out on a new diet trend.
I'm always looking for a new one, right? Oh. Always looking for something new. Okay, here's something new, and let's just be open-minded. It has to do with your holiday.
I hate when you start a sentence like that.
With your favorite holiday, right? Which is Halloween.
Yeah.
Should we have a pumpkin carving contest, but not with stencils and special tricks and tools, just like old school?
No.
Why? It's pumpkins. It's Halloween. Why no?
Where are you carving this?
I'll carve mine at my home. You can carve yours. I don't care where. But it has to just be triangles and mouth.
I could do better than that.
No, because you're gonna get a stencil and you're going to cheat.
No, I never use a stencil.
No, it has to be old school. It's old school. We're taking it back.
We're going to have a pumpkin carving contest.
You want to? You want to do it?
I feel like you're going to cheat somehow. I don't know how yet.
How can I cheat?
Mal, you'll probably make your husband do it.
How can I cheat? Do you think he's going to be that much better at carving a pumpkin than me?
Potentially.
Those big hands? Right?
Depends how big the pumpkin is.
It's just going to be little, like gourd size.
Gourd size?
Because I don't want it to be an all day thing because I'm already going to be bored of it. I'm just saying, let's carve.
Oh my God. And when are we going to carve said pumpkin?
Well, we should do it before Halloween.
Yes. Right? Okay.
So I don't know. I'm just saying, right? Like carve a pumpkin. Pumpkin carving.
Oh dear.
Right? I can carve better than you. I'm a carver. Uh-huh. I can carve.
All right.
Right.
Pumpkin I don't think you can carve better than me, but
pumpkin
you
know. Me.
Pumpkin you.
Pumpkin me.
Uh-huh. Bring Are we back. Inviting Michelle in on this?
She's not going to carve a pumpkin. You think?
I don't know. You should ask
her. We can ask her for sure. She's invited to everything, so we can ask. Right? Just saying, right?
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Let's do. Okay, then who's judging?
Me. I could be the judge.
No.
It has to be. You know what? This is what we have to do. We'll have to post them on our. We'll take a picture. Oh, but we can't tell people who did what. Right? Can't do that.
Oh, no.
Can't do that.
I think they're going to know who did it and who didn't do it.
How do you know? Pumpkin conspiracy. That's what that sounds. Now I don't want to do it because now it sounds like it's a pumpkin conspiracy.
It's not a pumpkin.
You're making it a conspiracy. You're accusing me of cheating. And now you're saying people are going to already know how to vote. That's a conspiracy.
Well, because, I mean, nobody wants to hurt your feelings because you're a delicate flower.
I don't want to be part of a pumpkin conspiracy. Uh-uh. I mean, I take it back. I'm going to rethink it.
My reverse psychology worked. She is just now not doing it.
Now I don't think I want to play with you. I don't think I do.
Oh, my God.
Because now you've made it a pumpkin conspiracy.
Now
way to go.
I'm thankful that I figured out how to make you stop.
I'm not thankful for you right now.
I don't care.
Oh, way to wreck. You wreck everything.
No, I don't wreck everything because I'm going to let you in on something. My nephew, Nolan, would like to go to an outdoor haunted house.
Oh.
At Pike Lake. Apparently they have a big outdoor one. Mm-hmm. And he said he'd go with us.
Like with us as in us?
Yeah, I said that he would go.
Us. You just made pumpkin carving into a conspiracy, and then you turn around and you want me to go and run with the clowns. And you think you by throwing your nephew in there, that's going to be like a swing vote or something.
Yeah, you know that there's going to be clowns, eh?
I hate fucking clowns. Hate fucking clowns.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh. I mean, the last outdoor one we went to scared the crap out of me, so.
Yeah, like if it was in America and I could carry a weapon, I would have shot clowns.
You would have shot.
I would have killed clowns. I gave them warning.
Yeah.
I would have killed them. They would have been done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Find some information. I'm a good sport. I'm not going to squash his spirit like you squash mine. Right. Let me find the information.
I don't know. He might totally change his mind because he might chicken out. I don't know.
He seems like he could be that guy.
I might chicken out too. So I mean, there's that.
Tough talker. You know who doesn't chicken out is this girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do it. I see it through. All right. Well, keep me posted.
Okay.
Now that we're doing nothing to do with Halloween.
Oh, stop it.
Pumpkin conspiracist.
Whatever. Okay.
Settle this for me, okay? This is confusing me. Settle this confusion for me. Uh-huh. Is there a difference between complaining or stating a fact?
Because it's a fact. So, of course, if it's factual, you're not complaining.
Okay, so what about...
Complaining always errs on the side of it's not entirely true.
Okay, so what about, oh, God, it's cold. Is that a complaint or is it a fact?
It's a fact.
Are you sure?
Because it's cold.
Because it's cold. So it means it's not complaining.
No, it's a fact.
It's a fact.
I'm just stating it's cold.
Oh, God, I'm so tired.
It's a fact.
It's a fact. I'm so tired.
Yeah. Not a complaint. You're not complaining. You just, a complaint is like.
Does a complaint really exist?
Yes.
Does it?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if complaints do exist.
Okay, well, give me an example of complaint.
I don't know. I think everything's a fact.
Complaining is like complaining about the same thing over and over again.
Like you'd be like, oh, my hair's too short. Okay. Well, some days that's a fact.
But it's also complaining because you cut your hair too much.
But it's a fact that it was too short.
But unfortunately, it's also complaining.
But Your Honor, it's also a fact. I feel we need to get, no, we need the judge to weigh in on this. Maybe the judge could answer us this question.
The judge might be able to.
Maybe he could settle this confusion for us. We know he listens.
Yes, that's true. Oh,
he should almost be at half. He should be almost at the halfway point by now, right? And maybe he, dear judge, maybe you could let us know. You could message us or tell your wife. Is there a difference between a complaint and a fact?
And a fact.
He's smart.
I'm stating a fact. So a fact is something that you can back up with lots of like. Factual proof. Information and there's proof. Complaining is just complaining. There's no proof. It's just complaining.
I don't know if complaints exist.
I think they do.
We're going to leave this in the hands of the judge.
Oh, you're no fun.
Yeah. That's you're what I no think. Fun. Let's involve him, right? The judge's corner.
that'd be fun. Okay. Okay. So I went grocery shopping a couple days ago and I'm still in my cereal phase.
Oh, but you're eating a bad cereal, right?
No, but it's a good cereal. No, it's delightful. And I'm drinking protein milk. It's lovely.
What the hell is a protein milk?
It's got more protein in it than your regular milk.
Why do you need that?
Yeah.
Are you not eating enough meat?
No, I think just, you know, keeps you full.
You're not feeling full from just cereal
and milk? Well, because protein is good for your muscles and it keeps you going and it's like fuel for your body.
So it doesn't taste like milk, right? It's thick and gross?
No, it's skim milk. It's thin, like normal.
With protein.
It's delightful. And then, yeah. And then the Vector cereal is delightful.
I don't get that cereal.
Why? What cereal are you going
to
eat?
I don't know, right? Because I'm too cheap to buy cereal. I want cereal. I want cereal so bad in my life. Like, remember? Mini wheats taste so good they can't be beat. Mini wheats. Got to eat them. They are great. I don't know how it ended, but remember those?
No.
I love mini wheats with a little bit of brown sugar.
How do you know that song?
It was a commercial on the TV and I watched too much TV. Right?
I don't remember that commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mini wheats. He was dancing. Wheat. Taste so good they can't be beat. No?
No.
No.
No. Huh. No.
Yeah. Anyways, I love mini wheats because they don't go soggy.
No, they don't. Well, eventually they do, but.
Got it. But you should be able to get through them before they do. And I love frosted flakes because you go real quick before they go soggy. It's not pretty, but it's a good eat, right?
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to pay the price. And then I thank God. I remember hearing stories like from my mom, like back in her day, they only ate puff wheat because of the war. I feel like we're in our war years, right?
And we just cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat or puff wheat or some garbage, right?
Oatmeal.
Rolled oats or something, right? Prunes. Oh, that was my Nana.
Yeah, that was your Nana. No.
Right. I don't know. I want cereal so bad in my life.
Then just buy it, Lisa.
I'm not
buy
sure.
Whatever's on sale then.
I don't like all the cereals, right?
No, you like everything with sugar.
No, I don't have to have a sugary cereal. I have to have one that's not going to go mushy at the speed of light.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because that grosses me out. Ugh, makes me
You
bad.
Would like the Vector cereal then.
I don't think I would. Is there a coating on it?
Yeah.
Like a sugary coating?
Kind of. Yeah, it's sweet. It's not dull tasting or anything. Mm-hmm.
Like cardboard?
It's not cardboard.
No. Do you remember I don't know, maybe it was a month and a half ago now, after you were done with your summer holidays, you were talking about somebody at the airport being loud on their phone?
Yes.
And you were trying to eavesdrop, but you couldn't really because you couldn't hear both sides?
Right.
So I kind of have the same thing happening to me on the bus. Oh my God, Samantha. Loud talker on the bus, but here's the kicker. She's speaking in a different language.
Oh, darn it. Then you can't tell.
I got nothing.
I hate that.
Right? I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know what she's saying.
But it sounds interesting though, doesn't it?
Well, it's harsh. Sounds harsh.
Right?
She sounds like she's always mad.
So you know what you need to do is you need to get a translator app on your phone.
Oh.
Open it up and then put it near her. And see if it translates.
Maybe that would be interesting, hey?
And then start asking your questions.
I could just like sit there with my phone up where she sits and...
Yeah. And then you can get part of the conversation.
I don't know. All I know is that she sounds very angry.
I know.
She seems really angry every morning at like 7:20.
Yeah.
She launches. I'm like, ooh, girl mad.
Why are people having those kinds of conversations in public?
I don't know. She speaks into a little speaker here and she just talks.
You can hear her.
Totally.
You can hear her.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to know the conversation.
No.
But yet here we are trapped in a tin can.
Right.
Riding to our destination.
Listening
to the conversation we never knew we needed to know.
And I get that it could be the time zone thing. So wherever she's phoning somebody from, it's a different day, a different time zone. So it's a good time to call them early. I get that.
For sure.
Hi. Why are you yelling at him or her?
I know.
I don't know. It's harsh.
I don't know. It's like when I was sitting in the airport waiting for my plane to show up and two different phone calls. And I'm like, can you not just go somewhere else and have this conversation?
Right. Like if I get a phone call and I'm at work and it's on my cell phone, I walk out of the store around the corner to where I can be somewhat quiet.
Right.
If I even answer it, Sometimes I just look at it and go, I'm busy. Not enough people doing that these days.
No, not enough of that.
I think that's the problem, Samantha.
Cell phones make it too easy to just talk wherever you are. And it just is sometimes inappropriate.
Right. Like, how about just text?
Just text. It's so much easier.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So, Lisa.
Samantha.
Lunchables.
Ooh.
Is making a microwave version.
No. Nope.
Starting with a grilled cheese.
Oh.
Do you want your grilled cheese microwaved?
Never. Ever.
I think it'd be soggy.
I mean, I get that there's like, I get like you can have, they can like have a box that it can go into that keeps it crisper.
Yeah.
You do that with the pizza.
Yeah.
But I don't think we should mess with the grilled cheese, Samantha.
I don't think it's going to work out.
I think the good Lord invented the grilled cheese for us to piss around with. Right? He meant us to enjoy it and leave it at that.
Leave it alone,
right? It's already perfection. We don't need to, right? It already takes no time to make. We don't need to make it a quicker thing. A Lunchable is like a cracker and a hunk of meat.
Uh-huh.
Like my pepperoni stick and a cheese. Similar, right? Very similar to that.
We should leave the Lunchables alone. There's just some things that don't need to be microwaved.
Don't microwave a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
No.
I know that there's lots of fun inventions. Like many years ago, you discovered cake in a mug.
I still would love cake in a mug.
You know, you dabbled in that for a long time.
I dabbled in that. That was a big kicker. Loved cake in a mug.
You know, so that was a good invention. Seemed odd, but good invention.
Worked out.
Microwaving eggs, like poaching eggs in the microwave, that's worked out.
Seems okay, right?
Yeah.
You know, short forming the egg McMuffin seemed to work out.
Yeah.
Right? You know, air frying French fries seems to have worked out. But I don't know about microwaving the grilled cheese.
People weigh in.
And in fairness, because I don't want to sound like I'm complaining.
That's complaining.
That's a complaint, right? To say it hasn't worked out. However, in fairness.
There's no facts.
There's not a lot of documentation on this.
There's no documentation that the grilled cheese, microwavable grilled cheese will not work out. But Lisa's already complaining about it.
We're complaining about it. We're assuming it won't work, but yet there are no facts.
That's a complaint.
Right? That is a complaint. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
We just solved it.
Oh my God. We don't need to judge. We already figured it out.
Right? We got it, judge. We got it. Unless we're totally wrong, pipe back in.
Yeah, pipe back in.
That's funny. Just like that, we solved the world.
Just like that.
Go figure.
Oh God. Oh, okay. But I did not take Facebook Tuesday personally.
Because you were getting slaughtered.
I was getting, my food choices were getting slaughtered.
Let's be honest. You could not put those foods. When you sent me that, I'm like, I'm not eating. Okay.
But you couldn't find my turkey bacon club. So you put in the tuna melt.
I know. I couldn't find it because it's not a picture.
I know.
Right.
Anyways. So split pea soup. Not a fan. Nobody was like, that took the beating. Like everybody hated it.
Funny thing that in like 20 plus years of friendship, I've never heard you order it or seen you eat it.
Oh, I love it.
Like that's an at-home thing.
It is an at-home thing.
Thank God.
Also my pork chops with mushroom sauce. Nobody loved that.
There's a lot of mushroom allergies out there.
Oh, there was not. There was lots of people who hated pork. So I'm like,
my sister Linda, she couldn't do the mushrooms either.
No, I know.
Right, allergy.
As I said, of course.
Allergy, right?
Okay. And oddly, not popular was the tuna melt.
Tuna melt.
And I'm like, what's wrong with warm tuna and mayo on a piece of bread with some cheese, people? Oh,
when we were kids, my mom used to make that for lunches. She'd take like a hamburger bun, cut it in half. She'd put it in the oven on the cookie sheet with that concoction and a cheese slice on top and melt it up. And she would call them, oh, they're wonderfuls. No, 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 not wonderfuls. There's nothing wonderful about them, Wendy. They're not wonderfuls. Call them what they are, disgusting tuna melts.
I would eat it. I would have eaten it because I love them.
No. No. Good one. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was.
And I will say everyone is enjoying my Wednesdays, my themed.
I know you're doing well.
Spooky Wednesday would you rathers.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
I'm doing okay with them.
Yep.
So it's been good. That's been fun. Thanks guys for joining in on that one. It's on my birthday and you're all playing. So I really appreciate that.
Next week. Chirp.
No, they'll be good. Okay. But since you love Facebook stuff, I'm going to invite you to do things on all of our socials. We also have Instagram and Twitter and TikTok, and we do have a YouTube channel. All you have to do is type in "I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam." Boom, there we are. We do full video recordings on YouTube. So if you want to check out what we look like and how weird we look when we record, that's where you go.
Some people really are enjoying it.
Yes,
but you still have to download and subscribe.
Yes, you do. And of course, you know, we're doing stuff on TikTok. Lisa does Twitter. We do Instagram. We do Facebook. So you guys just hang out with us, chirp wherever you are. We appreciate it. We also have Patreon. And for as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And it's patreon.com/I Shake My Head.
Just like that, you can join the group.
Join.
Okay, Samantha, I read an article. And by article, I mean read it on my phone.
Yes, I know.
About things that people are going without because they're too expensive. And now they feel they can live without it. Okay.
Oh.
Number one, fast food. I don't believe that.
Fast food is actually really expensive.
It's really expensive, but I think people are still ponying up.
Okay.
Junk food.
I find that hard to believe.
I think if people are craving a Snickers, they're still going to get a Snickers.
Yeah.
Right? Sports drinks.
Nah, maybe.
Are the athletes parting with the Gatorade?
I think the athletes can afford the Gatorade.
Okay. Concerts? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Concerts. Well, we just went to Jerry and we felt that was a little too expensive.
Right? Seems to be expensive, right? And fixing things. People now feel that it's often cheaper to buy it new.
Really?
Yeah.
I would need an example.
I don't have an example. I don't have one for you. Sorry. I just read the article. I didn't come up with examples.
Well, I'm just wondering what would be cheaper to...
Say your hair dryer breaks, your curling iron.
You're just going to get a new one.
You're just going to go buy a new one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Your coffee pot goes. You're going to just go buy a new one.
Like my white tank top that has blue ink on it now, right? I could try and bleach it out. I'm just going to go buy a new one. Right?
True, you are. Yeah,
I'm just gonna get a new one.
Yep.
Whether or not I can replace those wonderful comfy pants will be the question.
Oh, that'll be the hard part.
They're the best. They're the worst, but the best. That's okay.
I get that. I understand that.
Right?
Do they?
Yeah. Things happen. Sure? Shit happens.
Uh-huh. You know what I thought it was funny when I was talking to my nephew who took my brother to Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
Nolan, it was like, Auntie, what part of Jerry did you really like? And I looked at her and I go, you know what? I laughed. I had a good time. But I couldn't tell you specifically one moment that I thought that stood out.
No.
And I looked and he goes, really? And I go, yeah. And I go, well, what about you? And he goes, I can't either. How good of a time did we have?
And now they're talking about a Jerry Seinfeld reunion.
Oh, jeez.
Right?
Yeah. Oh. Stop it.
Yeah. There was a funny thing on, you know how they have like, I don't know which cartoon it is. Like it's like an adult cartoon show, not The Simpsons, not Family Guy, but one of the other ones.
Uh-huh.
We were watching and a commercial came up and all of a sudden Mike laughed out loud. And I'm like, what are you laughing at? I think I was in the kitchen. I'm like, what did you laugh at? And then I saw it and it was this wife and she was sitting down, cartoon wife. She was sitting down and she was mad at her husband. And she's like, she says to him, she's like, I'm just sitting here waiting for an apology. And the husband's like, I said, I'm sorry. It was just quiet. And I'm like, yeah, that's most men, right?
Uh-huh.
They feel they said it. They just said it quietly.
Uh-huh.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I also heard some very fun news, which I'm hoping that you'll also be excited about.
I'll be the judge.
I know it's early, but Cher is putting out a Christmas album. Yeah. Yeah. And Michael Bublé is singing on one of the songs.
Just so they're doing it for me.
They're duetting. But can you just hear in Cher's voice? Jungle balls.
Like Mela Kaliki Maka.
Christmas in Kalani. You know, like jingle bells. Like I feel that I would have my head.
I feel that we'd have to get this CD just to hear it, right?
I just like shut up. Cher's never done Christmas before.
No, because it would just be chock full of attitude.
Yes, I think we have to. Like, how awesome right? would that be? Right, Cher like, singing Christmas.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. Woo!
Santa Claus! Right?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
she tosses her hair.
Wah, 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 with all her like funny noisemakers in the background.
Like, I just, oh my God. And then I think she would need to do a Christmas special. Like,
you have to. If you're putting out
the other, yes. Come on.
Right? If you're going to put out the Christmas album, Cher, dear Cher, I feel this is something we can jump on. Dear Cher, if you're putting out the album, we're going to expect the hour-long TV show. We need the
Police?
Special. We need the special, right? Oh my God. I think that might actually put joy in our hearts.
It might put joy in my heart.
Right?
I can just see her singing it. And right? I'm like,
all decked out yes. in her jeans and her leather jacket.
And her fake hair.
Right. What's your granny doing today? She's singing Christmas songs.
Sandy's singing Christmas. Right?
Might be kind of fun.
Yeah, I think it could be lots yeah. of fun.
Yeah, I don't care about the blue blazer or the rest of it, but I could probably put up with it if it ends up being that good.
I think it could be good.
That'd be funny.
What does Cher does everything really well? So,
yeah, for sure she does everything.
Yeah, she's like the goat, right?
Yeah, totally.
I just thought that was so funny. I'm like, oh my God, I have to tell you.
That's good. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, because we had a good time with Cher.
We loved Cher. Yeah.
So,
yeah, with the Shoop Shoop song.
Oh yeah, Shoop.
I loved everything about Cher.
Yes. Okay. Let's go on an American roll here. Apparently, and I don't know why, America doesn't have Bulk Barn.
I heard something about that.
And I'm like, how did they not? They have everything. How do we have something they don't have?
Do they even know what they're missing out on?
Because you can go into Bulk Barn and you just stick your hand in shit and start eating it. It's awesome.
It's like, I think Bulk Barn probably never even reacted to COVID. Nothing. You still got to take your hand and put it in the candy. And even though there'd be a little scoop, nobody uses the scoop. You just take your hand. Right? How much? I want a handful of it. Right? Of anything you could ever imagine. You want to make Tang orange crystal juice? Put your hand in and get a handful of Tang. Take that Tang home. You don't need a whole container. You can just go to the Bulk Barn. Right?
Oh, it is pretty fun in there. So.
It is. I don't think that America knows what they're missing.
I don't think so. I mean, because really, if you don't need a whole bag of something, you just need a little bit of something, that's best. Where you go. You go to the Bulk Barn.
There's a Bulk Barn, right? You just get a little plastic bag full of shit. Right? Dear America, I feel that you're missing out on something so fantastic.
Dear American listeners, do you guys have something like a Bulk Barn?
You have where something?
You just go in and like, hey, it's I need wall some to
wall
pretzels.
Bins. Yeah. It's wall to wall bins of everything from spices.
Yeah.
Candy to chips to seasoning.
Tea, coffee, like all the stuff.
Yeah. Right. Like, oh, I think I want to have dill pickles seasoning on my popcorn at home. Oh, I'll just go to the Bulk Barn and buy some and put it in a shaker.
Right.
Oh, dear America, you need to get this going. You don't know what you're... And you can get Christmas candy, like Icy Squares, when I can't find Icy Squares.
Oh, yeah, they've got
them. The Bulk Barn.
Yep, they've got them for sure.
And the Bulk Barn, friends of the podcast in Canada, the Bulk Barn is not the same as the Superstore.
Oh, God, no.
Ever.
Superstore, it's you.
It's you, but just because you can buy stuff in bulk, they're not the same.
Not the same.
Smith, I was thinking back, right? You know, Gen X kids and all. Do you remember... When you get dressed up when you were young, I think I was, maybe this stems from our school picture thing that we went through.
Uh-huh.
You remember slips and pantyhose?
Yeah, because that was in my life up until probably in my 30s.
You were wearing a slip in your 30s?
Well, probably not a slip, but definitely pantyhose.
For sure. But do you remember like slips?
Yes, we had to wear slips with our dresses and then your pantyhose stuck to it because there was so much static.
And the pantyhose, they never fit. So the crotch was always like at your knee and they would roll because you had a little bit of extra belly fat, right? So the ass, your ass crack was showing from your pantyhose.
And then you would like put a rip in them and then your mom would get mad at you.
Right. And those cost $1.99. And do you remember the good ones? Remember you knew they were fancy ones if they came in the egg?
Yeah.
Remember those ones? Remember? They came in the egg. Right? I think they were called leg.
Yeah.
In the egg. Right? Leg in the egg.
Oh my God. And the only color you ever got was like a really dark taupe. So your legs look darker than the rest of you.
Right? Because you never wore black because that was
You were not that kind of girl. You were not that
kind of girl to put on a black stocking, right?
Oh my god. I totally like so many bad memories of a young woman trying to struggle with pantyhose. Right?
And then I remember having to wear pantyhose
for work. Like when I was a waitress and I had uniform, you couldn't just like have bare legs. You had to wear pantyhose. Yeah. Oh my God. The money that was spent.
And nobody wore tights back then.
You didn't think of it.
No, and because they weren't called tights, they were leotards and nobody wore leotards.
Nobody wore leotards. Oh my God.
It was like once you hit a certain age, once you became a teenager, you went right to pantyhose.
Yeah.
It was like a coming of age, right? Now you get pantyhose, a leg in the egg. Right? God.
Oh my God.
Many a fight.
I totally remember those.
Many a wedding, going to many a wedding and having to go to the local drugstore to find a spare pair of leg in the egg because somebody didn't pack them, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, and you had to go with whatever color was there because you were screwed.
Doesn't matter if they fit you. Doesn't matter. Right? Nobody'll know but you.
Yeah. That's true. No one will know.
Right?
You'll just be because
my
uncomfortable
pantyhose are at my knees.
Chafing thighs.
And all you want, all you hoped all night is that you didn't have to go to the bathroom. Because that pantyhose was never coming back up properly.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
My goodness. Oh, I always thought, like, what did tall people do?
Oh God. Like probably go through
that was
worse
year
hell.
Where they had like tall pantyhose.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. It's like they forgot people were taller than like 5'7" or 5'8". Right?
That was a good memory, leg and egg.
Oh my God, that is good so
times.
Funny.
Good times.
That's good. Thanks. Okay, I'm going to be a little bit, I haven't shaken my head, but it's a bit harsh. So people bear with me, okay?
Don't be too harsh, okay?
I need people to listen to me. I shake my head at people who don't ask service workers, and this can be anybody, grocery store, your pharmacy, anywhere there's somebody serving a customer.
Right.
You're a service worker. I shake my head at people who don't ask them how their day is going, because most likely they're asking you how your day is going.
Of course they are.
Right. I need us to practice asking them how their day is going. I think they have difficult jobs. I too was in those industries myself and still are to some point. And you need to be kind and considerate, because they don't get paid a lot and they get your attitude of whatever day you're having.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. You're having a bad day. You're going to take it on that poor person because they couldn't find your pork chops.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The reason why I say this is because I went and got some groceries, and the gentleman who was helping me, I looked at him and I started making conversation. I said, "How's your day going?" He looked at me and I'm like, "It's good. It's almost done." And I'm like, "Well, that's great for you. You get to go home soon." He goes, "Yeah, it is pretty good." I'm like, "Oh, cool." And he was so, he smiled at me, and I was like, "Nobody, I bet you, in your entire day has asked you how you are doing."
For sure.
And I think we need to do that more often, because it's hard. It's a job and they get paid.
Yep.
But they have to deal with a level of crap.
We can still be nice.
Right? That we are not used to.
Yeah. We can still be nice.
I think we just need to be nice. So I shake my head at people who don't ask other people how their day is going.
Fair enough, Samantha. I think that's a good one.
Be kind.
Just be kind.
Be kind.
I got a nice shake my head. It's not as meaningful as that, I'm afraid. Okay. I'm shaking my head.
One of us has depth and one of us does not.
One of us is selfish and mad at this. I'm shaking my head at Stouffer's Food. They're introducing a 7-day advent calendar that's giving you a sample frozen meal every day. Not only am I, it's a double I shake my head. Not only am I shaking my head at Stouffer's Food, I'm shaking my head at why can't the advent calendar just stay for chocolates and goodies?
Oh, so you're mad because
I'm mad at
Stouffer's
everything.
Food is getting to the advent calendar business?
Yeah, because guess what? I don't need your frozen macaroni and cheese.
Advent calendars are everywhere, Lisa.
Yeah, I know. But guess what? They've stolen it and now they've pimped themselves out to cover everything. And it should just be about chocolates and a little treat.
Oh,
an advent calendar should not be hundreds of dollars.
Beauty people do it. Like everybody does an advent calendar.
Yeah, I know. Copycats.
Of their product.
Copycats.
So now, are you going to get the 7-day advent calendar?
No, I will get my chocolate one because that's the tradition.
Oh, because you're traditional.
I'm traditional that way.
Got it.
I'm shaking my head at these make-believe advent calendars and the fact that Stouffer's Food is doing one.
Realistically, your advent calendar idea isn't probably the real
the real reason people have advent calendars.
Yes, like there's the a real, different meaning. Yes.
The real reason behind the advent calendar, Samantha, is to represent when the three wise men gave the baby Jesus gifts. Right? And so you get 24 days to celebrate the baby Jesus and a little gift every day leading up to the baby Jesus.
Okay. All right.
Baby Jesus didn't need mac and cheese.
So everybody's pimping out the advent calendars.
Everybody but the originators. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Oh, here we go. Pimping out another idea, folks.
Just whoring everything out, everybody. Gotta whore out the advent calendar.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness. Samantha.
Yeah.
You ever notice? I noticed this weekend, right? So we decided to make a roast beef, right? Uh-huh. We bought our piece of roast. I don't make a lot of roast. So you go online, you start looking at recipes, right? You ever notice how every recipe online for the same item is varied? How do you know which one to pick?
Do you pick the
one that says 325? Do you pick the one that says 350? Do you pick the one that says 2.5 hours? Do you pick the one that says 3 hours? I don't know. All I know is that I have a sirloin tip roast and it weighs 3 pounds. I put that into Google and I have myriads of answers.
Uh-huh.
How do you know which one to pick? You know what I do? I combine the two.
And so what did you put it at?
I put it in the middle. Uh-huh. Right? So 325 seems too low.
Mm-hmm.
For that one, I make it 350, but then I decrease the time.
Oh,
so I pick and choose what I want to use from each one.
And how did that work out for you?
Well, you saw my picture.
It was delightful. And you made Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, because it's in a package.
Right? That's how everybody should make Yorkshire pudding from a
no mess, a package. No fuss, no muss, right? Same thing with gravy, right? It was good. We did well. We did really, really well, we feel.
And was that Monday's dinner?
Monday.
Did you have turkey?
Hi, I showed you a picture.
Of your turkey, yes?
Yeah, we ate lots of turkey. Yeah, lots and lots and lots of turkey. We did well. But the beef was more what I was concerned about because I don't cook beef very often.
No.
And now I got a grown-up oven, right? And I made a banana bread. Bam.
Oh, my God.
From a box you just mush up a banana. Tasted really, really good.
Who are you?
Betty Crocker.
Fucking Betty Crocker. Right? In Lisa's 54th year, all she had to do was move into a grown-up apartment.
Move into a grown-up apartment.
And get grown-up appliances.
Look
and
at me now go.
Now she fucking cooks.
Right? Now I'm June Cleaver. Right?
Oh my God.
Right? Look at me go.
Oh, look at you go, girl.
Look at me go. Look at me go, Samantha.
Well, your meal did look quite delicious. So.
It was delightful. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I did that. I put the vegetables in with the roast. It was a pot roast.
It was a pot roast.
Didn't call for that. That was my own.
Well, that's a Sheila move, so
right? Good
move.
So I just good pulled move. One from the Sheila Sperling book, slipped in some veggies.
Yeah. Usually carrots do well with a roast.
Yeah, well, you know, it saves dishes.
It does. It totally does.
So there you go. That's what we did.
Oh, look at you.
I know.
Okay. Go figure. All right. I got a question for you, though.
Okay.
What do you think should always be free?
What do I think should always be free?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the proper answer would be like feminine hygiene products and birth control. But I also think coffee at the diner should always be free.
Oh, really?
I think that you should always, at your breakfast, coffee should be free.
They would probably just put the price of coffee into the cost of the meal.
That's fine. I would rather my breakfast go up $3 and have free coffee and think that was the best because my coffee was free. Right? That's what I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I think pop should be free.
Yeah, like refills.
Yeah. Usually refills are free, but I think pop should be free.
Pop? Just free?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Well, because nobody drinks that much pop.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So at a restaurant, you mean? Sorry, I'm choking to death.
Yes, at a restaurant.
At a restaurant. Gotcha. Uh-huh. Yeah, I agree.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's what I think. I'm sure that if we ask somebody who has more intelligence than we do, what should always be free, they would think of something way more
exciting.
Maybe
on Sunday, we'll put it out there for people.
What do you think should always be free?
We'll let the smart people answer the questions, not just you and me.
Uh-huh.
Right. They'll have some good ideas, Samantha. Mm-hmm. For sure they will. They're smart people.
They will. Oh, yeah. Right. We got smart people.
Yeah, we got super smart people.
Okay, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might just find it being mentioned during an episode. And just a reminder,
feel free to go to Apple and leave a review too.
Oh, okay, there you go. Wow. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com.
And Lisa, Samantha, if I may, revamped it. We have revamped it. We are a bomber jacket, we are a skateboard. We're like, the bomber jackets look pretty cool, though.
Okay,
cool. Right? Why wouldn't you want to wear us as a coat?
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you want us to be your jacket?
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, we also want to thank John Domingo. He's the best kept secret in podcasting.
Thanks, John.
Lisa?
And he also just had a birthday.
He did also have a birthday.
So... happy birthday to the editor.
Uh-huh.
All right, Samantha. We're done.
We're done.
We're done.
It's over.
It's done.
Done like dinner.
Done like dinner. Done like dinner. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'm good.
You're good? I'm better.
I'm good.
I'm better.
Lisa, it's not a competition.
Everything's a competition. Well, remember how we were going to have a competition with the pumpkins and then you made it a pumpkin conspiracy? I don't want to talk anymore about that.
I must say I did that rather well.
So. Yeah, right? That's like crafty. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.